pretty much.
Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Jeff.
What's happening?
I'm alone again.
That's all right. So, we know this is Media Corner. I have a game that I know you are going to fucking hate.
Well, I mean,
just already tell.
Is it another Baldur's Gate?
No.
Is it a roguelite?
No.
All right.
You like Star Wars?
I mean, as a general concept, yes. I feel like I've consumed so much Star Wars content over the years, over the breadth of my life,
right,
that I have a hard time getting excited for new Star Wars content unless it's like... Like, as an example, did you watch... You didn't watch The Mandalorian, or Boba Fett, did you?
No, I heard it was not good, so I just didn't even bother.
So number one, I would say false. It's
okay.
Like, okay, before you get to your thing, let me rant about TV for a second here. I feel like we're in this place where everybody likes to binge and have hot takes, right off the top, without even really, in a lot of cases, understanding what the show is. examples I cite of this are the third season of Ted Lasso.
Yes.
People get upset about the third season of Ted Lasso.
Which was really fucking good.
It is. But when you're binging the whole thing, it doesn't fit in exactly with everything else, and people don't like that. Similarly,
all right,
the third season of The Bear, there were people that had a lot of problems with a lot of those episodes, and I thought it was absolutely beautiful TV.
Yeah, I haven't seen the third season yet. I need to. I know.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. It's great. It's absolutely worth your time. And Boba Fett was like that, too. Like, it was... I like Boba Fett. I feel like it was a good character. I think they did a lot of fun stuff in it.
Okay.
Raylan Givens shows up as a marshal, like he makes an appearance. And so I'm like, it's him and Cad Bane. And I'm like, give me a show or a movie about those two and their backstory. And just, you know what? Screw it. Do Justified in space with Raylan and Cad Bane. I'm set.
You also have to make sure Patton makes an appearance in there occasionally, too. Because wasn't he on Justified a lot as a guest character?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, because he was like an informant. Yeah, he drove the little gremlin. That's right. That's right. I remember that now. Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to get Patton in there, too.
Look, I'm in. I'm in. You know? I'm in. Let's do it.
All right, so you like Star Wars, at least to a certain extent.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all the Star Wars video games have always kind of been the same, where you were this... overpowered Jedi badass, or you're a Jedi without your powers and you have to get your powers back? And
so that ties into my grander issue with, I wouldn't even call it new IP, but like branching IP from a thing that I'm familiar with. I have a hard time getting excited. Like, I tried to watch Andor, I could not get into it. Tried to watch Ahsoka, it was all right. But I really enjoyed Obi-Wan because, like Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen,
it's
like, I know these people. I know, like it's more adventures for them. I'm interested. Playing a game as Cal Kestis with his little robot buddy. Like, I've tried it and it's fun. I lost interest and I never went back.
Okay. So what if you were basically a female version of Han Solo and you were just running roughshod over the galaxy and doing... missions for like all the cartels, like the Hutts and the Pikes. And
so, are you old enough to remember a game back in the day called Wing Commander?
Yes.
Do you remember Privateer?
Yes.
Okay. So, give me a Privateer game that is skinned as Firefly,
mm-hmm,
and I will buy the most expensive edition you put out, right? What you're saying, in theory, sounds interesting.
I'm very surprised. So, Star Wars Outlaws.
Okay.
It's an Ubisoft game, which immediately always gives you a pause, right?
That's right.
Because you're like...
is this the 1 in 5?
Yeah. Because 9 times out of 10, an open world Ubisoft game are these giant maps with markers all over the place enough to make you want to vomit.
Yes. You've collected one of 793 flags.
Yeah. So what they basically have done is they have taken some of the AC stuff, like the climbing and stuff. But
parkour.
But you are not a Jedi. You literally have no powers whatsoever.
Okay.
The open worlds are very small.
Okay.
Like... almost old school Assassin's Creed map small.
Yeah, it's like you're on rails in between the maps.
Yes.
And the maps aren't, you still have boundaries and stuff. And I feel like that's okay. Not everything needs to be, 173-hour open world.
Yes, and this is not. This is like a very succinct, 60-hour experience. I mean, I'll just tell you, if you could ever find it on sale.
Yeah.
Like, of course, watch some gameplay.
If my Xbox will carry it.
Yes.
Because I found out it doesn't want to play the RoboCop. So
I guess the other thing I will kind of warn you about is that it does kind of have a stealth bend to it. So you kind of have to sneak around if that isn't your thing.
See, like, I enjoyed the Arkham series.
Yeah.
So, like, Batman and Borderlands are the two that I'll, if I, like, depending if I want to go, you know, shoot, or... Yeah. Soar sneak, around sneak. And sneak, sneak. Yeah. I mean, like, it's, you know, like, I like both of those. Yeah. And I don't mind the stealth part. It gets annoying when you have, like, okay, here's a mission, and you have to go through this crowd of 300 people. And you can't be noticed. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's not that aggressive. Yeah.
No, don't make me walk super slow and then fail in the last, like, 10% and then have to start over.
Yeah.
Also, like, is it one of those games where somebody's like, hey, follow me to this place, but, like, you cannot possibly run at the same speed they do?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope. There's none of that.
All right. All right. So there's another barrier of entry right there.
Yeah. I mean, I am hard-pressed to say this, but I really do think that this is a true statement. This is the best Star Wars game I've ever played. And I like that Kyle Kastis stuff, but it was so Dark Souls-y that if that's not your thing, that's not your thing.
Yeah.
And it's Jedi powers. At the end of the day, that power fantasy only lasts so long.
Right.
And I'm kind of over it, to be honest.
When it gets to that point where, you know, like, and this is the old man in me talking, but when it starts turning into, you know, like a Street Fighter type game where you have to have like 23 different combos memorized, right. Like, I just want a game. That's why I keep going back to Borderlands and Batman, because I have enough muscle memory there that I can get in. I can play. It's not complicated.
Yep.
Borderlands 3, Tiny Tina's. It starts getting like there's just too much shit to do. Like, I don't need. My hope for Borderlands 4 is that it's not like, okay, you have five different characters to choose from, and you can take them down 17 different skill paths, and all, you know, like, no.
Well, and I would say that's the other cool thing. So, yes, of course, there's a skill tree, but it's all progression-based. Like, so you can unlock stuff if you want it, and you don't have to. Like,
sure.
Like, you get some basic skills, so you're not, like, hamstrung, but, like, if you want to be more sneaky, you can do some more stealth kills and do some of this other stuff, and you get... So I would
like an old man mode where, you know, you get to a certain level and it just auto configures. And it's like, here is the best overall rounded experience. You can do a little bit of
everything. It really sounds like you should just play Diablo or WoW, because that's what those games do.
I mean,
they really do. They just like, here you go. You're auto configured. You say, I want to do this, and we configure. All right. So enough of video game talk. We're going to get into the news. I want to warn everybody right now, going into this is very political bullshit stuff. And I felt like we needed to talk about it because it's stupid. A lot of it's very stupid. So there was a brewery, and I'm using the word was because they have since closed, in Central Ohio, which you familiar
where?
With
it? Am I familiar with Ohio? No. Ohio doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't. Even though I've
been
there.
That's a scam that's been put out by Big Map, okay?
Even though I've been there multiple times.
Allegedly.
So I wasn't driving and I didn't go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I mean, it was allegedly. That's in Pennsylvania.
Oh. And I didn't go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
That's in Indiana.
Oh, okay. So I was never in Ohio.
Again, you couldn't have been because it doesn't exist.
Fair enough. Well, anyways, there was a brewery there that was an inclusive brewery. They were doing some things that triggered some folks on social media to really start to kind of broadcast and send them a lot of hate. And ultimately, at the end of the day, they decided to shutter, close their doors because they were just getting overwhelmed with negativity, which, on one hand, it's a free country. You can say and do what you want. On the other hand, this is fucking beer.
Yeah, I mean,
it's beer.
So you know, we're in this weird place where everybody claims to be in support of free speech until it's something that they don't like. And, you know, we really need, as a people, we need to do better at loving everyone regardless. it doesn't mean you have to agree with them, and it doesn't mean you have to support that particular thing. And so if a brewery has a thing going on that you don't like, and it's enough to cause you to want to move your money elsewhere to a different brewery or a different whatever, then do it.
We don't buy old mech shit anymore.
Yeah.
We had a chance to go to Old Mech, and I know you've heard it, and I've heard it too, that Ballantyne location is beautiful, and I have zero desire to ever go.
Same, yeah. And it's simple enough to just leave somebody alone. You don't have to send threats. You don't have to make life hard.
No.
Because at the end of the day, whether you want to admit to it or not, like, look, we have covered ad nauseum on this show the problematic owners of breweries that do bad things. But when you, like, if you want to move your money elsewhere, there's no problem with that.
Do so. Yes, please.
When you start picketing and rioting and causing problems, now you're impacting other people's lives, and it's not their fault. And, you know, like,
exactly,
you know, the general person working the bar, like, you know, it's a tough job market right now, man. Don't screw that up. But it's a whole lot of ways to go to say, like, just
don't be an asshole.
Be excellent to each other.
Or everybody love everybody.
Party on, dude.
I mean, be excellent to each other. Everybody love everybody. Like, this, none of this to me makes any sense.
And again, you can love everybody without feeling like that means that you are supportive of whatever choices are being made.
Yes.
Again, you know, We're talking about this brewery here in town, and their owner has made some statements, and he has done some things. And, you know, we've talked about it off mic and made the decision that, you know, we don't want to support that anymore.
Yep.
And that's fine.
Yep.
You know, and maybe I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth now as I'm saying, like, be nice and don't just tear somebody down. But here I am. But we're not going, and we're not picketing. We're not starting an online campaign. We're not.
Yeah, we're not trolling this place on Instagram or on Twitter or on Facebook.
Well, like, you can't on Twitter. Remember,
well, yes,
it's being attacked.
That's true.
Breaking news. Elon says X is being attacked.
Now, granted, yes, the four people that listen to the show know our feelings on said brewery. But at the same time, like, I would still suggest people go there. I'm not going to, like, my money will not be spent there. But I will gladly tell people who are new to town, you really need to go here because it's a beautiful,
or
beautiful
more
spot.
More to the point, go and make your own choices.
Yes.
You know, like this is where you can find decent beer. You know, and when they invite me to go with, I say, well, you know, I'll choose not to. You know, this brewery's ideals don't necessarily align with mine. And that's fine. Like, they can have their own thing. It doesn't, like, it's not my place to make them change.
Right.
And that's the problem. Like, everybody got this. So, and again, the irony is not lost on me that I'm standing here talking into the abyss right now.
Yeah.
But everybody got a platform when Facebook came around. And then COVID happened, and nobody had anything to do. And so they just started spouting shit off.
Yep.
And okay, cool. But also, like, just stop. Just stop. Be nice.
Yeah. Be excellent to everybody. Exactly.
Party on, dude.
And, you know, I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty with this one. I will say that the main point of contention was the fact that they had some drag shows there, which, agree with or don't agree with, to me, this isn't the reason that they should have gotten so much hate that they just have to shutter.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, at the end of the day, you are impacting local people.
Yeah.
These people had jobs there, and this business had to shut down because of this. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, congratulations, whoever stirred all this up. You know, you won.
Right? At what cost?
Yeah. And they probably think it's great because they're not hurt.
Yeah.
They got what they wanted. They feel empowered, and they'll just
vindicated.
And they'll go do it again.
Yep.
You know, I think I've told the story on the show before, but I've got a friend who lives out in the Kansas City area, and the local high school had an agreement with the local Native American tribe to use their name as their mascot. And then a couple years back, there was some Karen, and yes, she was white. And she decided that it was offensive and made such a big stink that they ended up changing their name. And there were interviews with the chief of the tribe who was like, we're perfectly fine with it. We told them they could do it. They came and asked us. They were very respectful. They've always been respectful. But, you know, somebody feels like they need to show that they've got some stroke and they go out and they do it. And it just, it sucks.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. So on the other end of the political spectrum,
man, I tried reading this thing and it made my head hurt.
It really did. Another brewery in Ohio is having some more troubles.
Where?
In Ohio.
Again.
Wrong. It's not real. Yeah. Not real.
This is in Western Pennsylvania.
What about the song from Hawthorne Heights called Ohio is for Lovers? Is that not a real song?
I mean, you know, anybody can make shit up. So you're going to tell me that, like, you know, like Deep Space Nine is an actual space station floating out there?
It might be. You ever been to space?
No, I haven't.
All right.
How can I when the Earth is flat? Actually, I would go, but, you know, I'm afraid of the rocket blowing up.
That too. Anyway, so this brewery, basically, they're on the hook for a large sum of cash because they had gotten some government funding for some solar arrays. And with our new regime, some of this stuff may go away. And now they're on the hook for almost $300,000 of solar arrays.
Yeah, Woolly Pig, you know, their whole MO is to be sustainable, which I can appreciate. Birdsong here in town did something similar. You know, how do we be smarter and more conscientious about the, you know, environmental impact that we're making? It's not uncommon for someone to get some government subsidies for something like solar because, you know, again, it's renewable energy. That's a great thing. It sucks that this is now turning political because, again, it's just beer, right? Like, let them just be beer.
Yeah. And so basically what this stems from is that right now there is a freeze on government spending for a lot of this stuff. And so now their loans are basically, or their grants are now in limbo. And I don't know if you've ever gotten like a air conditioner or, you know, a water heater, something of that effect. And you had to take a loan out because those sometimes are very expensive things.
They're not cheap. I mean, we had a vacation planned and then our air conditioner went out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, well, that takes care of... Oh, and that's next year's vacation, too. Awesome.
Yeah, no more vacations.
Awesome. All right, well, okay, fine.
No more vacations, kids. But, you know, at the end of the day, you couldn't just tell this financing company, like, oh, hey, I don't have the money right now because this is happening.
Right.
You have to pay for this shit.
You made an agreement.
Yeah, and that's what's happening to these poor folks, is that they had a grant, and now this grant is just sitting there in limbo, and the bank wants their money.
Yeah. 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 Gosh, that's real bad.
It
of course, who's to say that solar company would be, you know, still alive in 6 months? But
that, I mean, that is very true. But, you know, I don't think it's any secret that at least the three of us were all kind of in agreement with this is a very wasteful business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And anything that can be done to try to offset some of this stuff, I think, is helpful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not uncommon. You know, you read this article. We'll have it on our, you know, on the show notes at craftbeercast.com. You know, they talk about, you know, the standard things that we've all heard before. Like, oh, yeah, we're using our spent grain to, you know, feed cattle and pigs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, some of their... They collect all of the drippings off of the taps and feed that to their pigs, too, mm-hmm. which...
It's no wonder pigs taste so delicious. I mean, why is bacon so good? Oh, yeah. Now I know.
I mean, like, seriously, like, why are you not selling drunken bacon? I mean, like, I feel like there's your that'll make $400,000 right quick, fast, in a hurry.
Drunken barrel aged bacon.
And you know, since this is in, you know, northern Pennsylvania, you know, they also are like piping some of the heat from, you know, the boil into the tap room to kind of help, so that you're not using up as much like gas and electric to heat things. Like,
yeah, it's fucking cold there.
I appreciate the fact that they're really trying hard to make this work. I just, you know, I feel bad for them.
I do too. Like, this is not their fault. Like, the fact that, sorry, I closed the story because I thought we were done with it.
Oh, we kind of are, yeah.
Okay. I do feel bad at the fact that they are stuck in this mode of being in limbo because the current administration is doing something and a promise that they got 4 years ago is now gone. And it would suck to be on the hook for that.
For sure.
I hope it works out because, again, mad respect for them to try to do anything they can to offset this very wasteful industry that... Yeah. We all love and enjoy. Last but not least, so these last two stories, by the way, Mr. Wells threw them in. I told him.
Like how he puts these in and then doesn't show for them.
Right.
Like, thanks a lot, Wells.
Thanks a lot, Wells. No, I told him, feel free to toss in shows and
yeah, articles. Then he's like, here's a couple grenades for you.
Yeah.
Have fun with this.
So this last one's a real fucking grenade.
One of them's about stuff that doesn't even, you know, like a state that doesn't even exist. Like, what the hell, Wells?
Yeah. Ugh. So there is a brewery in Virginia, in Norfolk, that is called Armed Forces Brewery, that has decided that they were going to leave Norfolk because the woke mob came after them and attacked them.
Oof.
Yeah. Apparently, if you dig through the owner's timeline, he's been not a good person in general, and then people... So
rather than judge him for not being a good or a bad person, much like the last, well, two stories ago, he's not loving everybody.
Yes.
He's not being excellent to everyone.
Yes.
And
there we go.
Sometimes when you, like, again, it's a free country. You're allowed to express your opinion freely.
You can
as a business owner. You absolutely can say whatever you want to say.
Yep.
Just understand that sometimes there's repercussions.
That's it.
If it's not the kind of thing that supports everyone.
Yep.
Or not the kind of thing that is just like universally happy.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks because, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, we're all humans and we want to say what's on our mind, but, you know, when you're theoretically, when you're a business owner, while you have the authority to say whatever you want to say, sometimes there's consequences for that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we all want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, again, going back to the conversation we were just having, you as a consumer have a choice. There is famously a lot of companies I do not support anymore because of choices they have made. And that's a personal thing for me.
Sure.
I don't push that on anybody else. Yep. I don't say you can't bring this into my home.
Yep.
That's a me thing.
Yep.
I agreed to just not spend money on AB products because I know what they do to the industry. I don't like it. So I don't give them, I give them $0.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, that's a me thing.
Yeah.
That's personal. When you say stupid shit, when you fuck around, you find out sometimes.
That's right.
And maybe just don't fuck around. Like you said, love everybody.
It costs nothing to keep that idea in your head.
Yep.
You don't have to say everything that you think, which, again, going back to my whole social media rant earlier, I feel like that's a thing that gets lost. I mean, again, the irony is not lost on me, as we are here just to give hot takes.
Right.
And, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not out here saying things that are going to cause, you know, my personal small business to go under.
Right.
Because people are coming after me.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Do better.
Yeah. Be better. That's the bottom line. Be better. Or if you have stupid shit to say, save it for the wall.
Yeah.
Talk to the wall.
Say it in private.
Yep.
You don't have to post it on Facebook. You don't, like, we live in this world where everything's made available instantly. Nothing ever disappears truly, because everything can be captured and held onto forever. And, you know, we for whatever reason, people think that because it is a hot take culture, I just got to write out this news cycle and then it'll be fine. And that's not always the case, man.
No, it's not.
Some of the stuff gets out there and you're going to have a hard time living it down. And again, I feel bad for the workers who were negatively impacted, you know, and maybe that's the best job they could get.
Yes.
You know, or maybe it pays really well because, you know, it's a good brewery or something. And
well, I mean, going back to the state that doesn't exist, I mean, that town was like 192 people.
Yeah.
That brewery had to close, like 192 people.
Yeah.
That's probably the best job they can get in that town.
Although I also am kind of like second guessing, like, why are you spending, you know, almost $500,000 on solar panels in a town of 192? But, you know, it is what it is.
Right. Yeah. You never poured me the last one. I've only had this.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's okay. It's all good.
You really mean.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows?
We're going to find out.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to find it out.
Yeah, are we ready for break?
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll be back in 30. It's time for Buy No Buy. Jeff, how does that work?
Man, I forgot. Yeah, it's just me and you now. So, like, one of us is going to have to do this every time. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, a little bit.
It does make it a little easier to figure out whose turn it is, though.
Right, exactly. It's one or the other.
That's right. Speaking of one or the other, we're into Buy No Buy. We're going to talk about the beer that we have been drinking through this show. If you're even still paying attention, thanks for that. Maybe you fell asleep listening to the dulcet tones of our conversation, in which case, I'm sorry for the nightmare fuel that we provide in your brain. Like, I don't understand people that, well, I don't know. I fall asleep watching movies pretty much every night. So
same thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's just, you know, like I know what I'm getting out of like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory as opposed to what you might get listening to us. Having said all of that, we've been drinking beer. Welcome to show two. We're going to talk about the beer that we've been drinking, whether we would buy it or not. Pretty straightforward, clean and simple. Yes or no. Up first, Sierra Nevada's Hop Tropical Limited Release IPA. 6.5%. It is tropical. It is an IPA. Man, I just feel like there's so many more Sierra Nevadas I'd rather have than this.
Okay.
It's a solid beer. I you know, and if you like a tropical IPA, it's right there. You know, it's hazy without being overboard. But I
wouldn't call this hazy at all.
Well, I mean, for Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
It's hazy. It's not New England, right? Like there's that mild in betweener there. But, it's a solid beer. I'm not interested in stocking that in my fridge. So no buy. Josh?
So I am a sucker, and I think both of us
correct.
Are.
We know this. You're a sucker.
We are a sucker for anytime Sierra Nevada puts out something new.
Within reason, yeah.
I know I will at least try to track one of them down, whatever it is. So I was excited when I was walking through the teeter a couple weeks ago, saw this, and I was like, oh, something new from Sierra Nevada. I know, number one, is going to be fairly fresh, and number two, who knows what it's going to turn out to be. It could be fun, could be bad. This is middling. It's not terrible.
Yeah. But they've made better, they've made worse.
Yes. I'd rather have like a hazy little thing or a big little thing or half of the little things.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like this is one of those beers that doesn't quite understand what it wants to be and for whom.
Yes.
Right? If you want a hazy beer, to your point, Josh, any of the little things are probably a better option.
Yep.
If you want the Sierra Nevada slap you in the face hops, this is not it.
Nope.
But if you're just buying it because it's the new limited, like, okay, then there's the market for it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like if you are trying to buy this because it's their new limited, you can skip this one. You're not going to miss anything. Yeah. I mean, again, it's not a bad beer.
Correct.
It's just not, yeah. It's not what I expected. Uh-huh. All right, next beer up.
Next beer up from Triple C, I guess in commemoration of the airport. This is Douglas, an American brown ale.
A what?
An American brown ale?
I have not seen one of those.
Right.
How long?
Anymore.
No, they don't.
And some of those styles I feel like got overplayed in the My First Brewery starter kit.
Yes.
You know, the Belgian pale ale and the Saison, which who knows what in the hell it's going to turn out like.
Right.
And the brown ale and the red ale, and those are all part of it.
The blonde ale. Can't forget the blonde ale.
Belgian blonde. Yeah, we've got to have a panty dropper, dirty blonde, or whatever. Man, I'm so glad we're past those years.
Same.
But Douglas, an American brown ale from Triple C, absolutely stellar. Fantastic. It has roasty notes for days. It's nice and well-rounded. It's got a little bite to it. Like, it's just enjoyable as hell. I really like this. I'd love to see this become part of their... It doesn't have to necessarily be an all-year beer, but, like, make this part of a regular rotation where it pops out every 6 months or something like that. Because I would love this with a fire pit.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic beer. Josh?
So, you go to Triple C, and you're hanging out, unexpectedly run into Suns Out, Guns Out, bro.
The Suns were out, and the guns were out.
And we start talking, and he's like, you need to try this beer. And anytime I hear that from this individual, who we all know we're talking about, I'm just not going to name drop. Yeah. I go 24
inch pythons, Ryan Self himself.
I go in with hesitations because he can tend to oversell some things.
As a sales guy, Ryan is very good
at
about selling. Yes.
Yes. I went in with kind of low expectations, and then we tried this, and I went, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time I had an actual brown ale that was this good? Like, they nailed it on this, because you're right. It's roasty, but it's not overly roasty.
Right.
This might be one of the best brown ales I think I've ever had.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Right, right. And again, it's not like I'm in the habit of buying a lot of browns, but... like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, oh, man, this would be great to drink. Like, to have some of this on hand. Drinking this, cooking with it.
Yeah.
I mean, fire pit. I mean, like, there's just so many good uses.
A steak and this. Oh,
heck,
man.
Yeah. Heck, yeah. It'd be great.
That'd be an absolute amazing night. All right. Final beer up.
Final beer up. A beer that we did acquire while at Triple C.
Purposefully. Because we tried it.
Right. Yeah. And so it is chocolate-covered pretzel stout season. And if you're not familiar with Triple C's chocolate-covered pretzel stout... it's an imperial stout with, you know, like salt and some pretzel-y kind of taste and stuff, some chocolate, and then there's usually some adjuncts in it. And,
yes.
In previous years, they've had some hit and miss. They've not all been great. Some have been really good. And I'm at the bar and I'm looking at what they've got. And I'm like, oh right, CCPS is out. Ooh, oatmeal cream. I would like to try that. And so I got a sample that. It was delicious. It was a fantastic. It was amazing. And so I bought a four pack of it. Man, I wish this was as good as it was on tap.
Okay.
And I'm cringing a little bit here. I feel like the coffee is a little overbearing in this particular can. I'm missing some of that oatmeal and the cinnamon that I was getting from the tap room. It's still a good beer. I still recommend it. I'll buy it.
Okay.
I think it was better in the tap room. And it may be like, it is, maybe it's this can compared to the other cans. We'll find out. But it's a good beer. Their other variant this year is Cookies and Cream, which, you know, gets rid of the cinnamon. I think it's just a little more chocolate and cream, sweet, sugary.
I mean, on tap, it tasted like an Oreo.
Yeah, it sure did. And this one tasted like an oatmeal cream pie.
It really did.
Are you getting oatmeal cream pie out of this?
So that's exactly where I'm at, too. No. And I remember what this was like on tap. Like,
yeah.
The snozzberries tasted like snozzberries.
It was great. Yeah, and I'm just like, I had to talk myself out of, like, hitting the teeter on the way home and getting, like, the giant, like, 18-pack of oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Totally. And that's... So I'm not going to know by it because I know what this can be.
It is a good beer.
I don't understand what happened in this can. I don't know if we got an off can, if maybe this doesn't translate to it, because I know what is here. And, dude, this, when we first had it, it harkened me back to my high school years.
Oh, yeah.
My lunches were some chicken nuggies and an oatmeal cream pie.
Okay.
Every day. That was my lunch.
Okay.
And so when we had this on tap, I went, oh, my God. Like, I was eating chicken shawarma, but...
You had that Ratatouille moment, right?
Yes.
Like, suddenly you're transported back to your childhood, and, like, that's a powerful thing.
Yes.
When you can... And I feel like that's where, like, the Divine Barrel, unusually bubbly craft soda thing, you know, it's like...
Oh, yeah. Those, like, are so weird, but so
they're
good.
They're so weird, but they're so good because it, like, it is what you expect it to be, and sometimes that's what we want out of these beers, and... Yeah, I'm interested to see how the rest of my
same play out. Because I was so impressed with what we had in the tap room, and this just didn't seem to translate to that language. And
that's a bummer.
That kind of sucks. All right, so it's time for I tap that.
Yeah, out of all of these three, what is our favorite? What would we like to have a keg of? And man, I'm telling you what, I could do some damage on that Douglas. Show me how to Douglas. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's bring it. Douglas E. Fresh, let's go. I'm a big fan of this Douglas. Super great. It's always fun when you've got a beer that is an older style that maybe you don't ever really check out. You pass over how many times because nobody ever does it very well.
Yep.
And then you get a good sample of somebody that did it really well and you get excited for it. I'm excited for Douglas. I'm excited to have some more. I need to go source some now. Josh?
Man, I am... harkening back to that day of trying this oatmeal cream pie and knowing how much I loved it, how excited I was to try it. And I want to... No, it's got to go to Douglas, but I know there's a good beer in here.
But on the flip side, like, okay, so here's a thought.
And Douglas is not bad by any stretch.
Yeah. But here's a thought experiment for you. It was better on tap, ergo, a keg would be better than cans.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, to be honest with you, which is why I had that big buildup, but then having a can, and that's,
It's hard to say, because if you get a whole keg of what's in this can,
yeah,
you're going to have a harder time with it.
Yep.
If you get a whole keg like they have on tap right now, no problems whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd house that.
Yeah.
But again, going back to what we were saying, if you are in Charlotte or in the surrounding area, get Douglas. Like, yeah. Seriously. Like, get it and hang on to it for a little bit if
I
you want
have
to
expect that if you're flying through Charlotte and you find the Triple C, Triple C's got a spot.
I think so.
Yeah. Which would make sense because, like, the logo for Douglas has a little airplane on it right here.
Yes.
Because, you know, Charlotte Douglas Airport.
The CLT Doug.
Yeah. So, you know, have it when you come through.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's crazy that we're both screaming about a brown ale, but we are. It's that good.
This is what happens when Wells isn't here, man.
Right. We're falling apart in the seams. All right, Jeff, we're through the
show.
I'm
in a glass case of emotion.
Where are we at?
Check us out on the interwebs. Go to craftbeercast.com. Support us via patreon.com/craftbeercast. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/craftbeercast. We technically have a Twitter account, but like
we do.
We don't really pay any attention to a lot
of it. I do log in once a week on show days to see if anybody has said anything, and they don't. Yeah. And then I completely close that tab out.
That's me. I log on to Facebook on Thursdays to post the new image. Other than the one Nigerian scammer that was interested in helping out with the Hurricane Helene things. Sure you are. Other than that, you know, we don't get a whole lot of interaction, and that's fine.
Yeah.
We don't do the socials too much. If you want to get a hold of us, email contact@craftbeercast.com. Otherwise, since we have no socials, nothing else to talk about, we'll see you next week.
Next Thursday. Almost. You forgot about the subreddit /r/craftbeercast. And don't forget to rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice.
To be fair, everyone forgets about the subreddit.
They do. That's fine. And then other than that, we will talk to you all next Thursday.